Many boom towns of the Old West had life cycles that resembled fireworks. They exploded onto the scene, burned brightly for a short time, and then faded away into oblivion. Deadwood is an exception. It has survived and even thrived through parts of three centuries. Deadwood's fuse was inadvertently lit by Lieutenant Colonel George Armstrong Custer. A year after gold was first discovered in the area by members of Custer's 1874 Black Hills Expedition, the town sprang to life when even richer deposits of placer gold were found here in a spot called Deadwood Gulch. The town quickly grew from a few scattered miners' tents and shanties to a small city of nearly 5,000 people. Deadwood became a mecca for drunks, gamblers, outlaws, and ladies of the evening, and lawlessness ruled the streets. Murders were commonplace, as were hasty trials and quick punishments. Deadwood's biggest claim to fame, however, relates to Western lawman and gunslinger Wild Bill Hickok, for it was here that he met his demise. Hickok was shot in the back of the head while playing five-card draw, and his poker hand that August afternoon, black aces and eights, is still referred to as the dead man's hand. Today, fans of this Old West history can see regularly scheduled shootouts in the streets, as well as reenactments of Hickok's murder. Legalized gambling has also helped Deadwood's star to burn brightly again. If you choose to indulge, here's hoping you don't get dealt a handful of aces and eights.